end of the road or merely a detour for Yugoslavia's former dictator?
Slobodan Milosevic has come out of the residence where he lives, gone to the front gate, and greeted his supporters.
Quick action quells a foot-and-mouth scare in North Carolina.
We do not have the luxury of sitting around for 48 hours waiting for a diagnosis.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. It's a night of drama in Belgrade. A crowd of supporters converged on the home of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic as reports circulated that his arrest was imminent. A convoy of vehicles was seen traveling from the house to the Palace of Justice. But later, CBS News producer Randall Joyce reports the ousted dictator made an appearance.
Slobodan Milosevic has come out of the residence where he lives, gone to the front gate, and greeted his supporters. He spent about 30 seconds talking to people and waving to them, basically reassuring them that he's still in the residence. This came around midnight after an evening when official state television, Radio Television Serbia, had reported he was under arrest, had been removed from the residence, and was in the Palace of Justice.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. The president's leading the U.S. government chorus in support of the arrest of Slobodan Milosevic so he can stand trial for war crimes.
Well, we've always said that Mr. Milosevic ought to be brought to justice. I had a visit with the Secretary of State about this very matter. We're watching it very carefully. We will cooperate in any way that we're asked to do so.
The U.S. has been pressuring the Yugoslav government on Milosevic, threatening to cut off American aid unless he was turned over to the U.N. tribunal. In fact, the U.S. deadline for Yugoslav action is this weekend. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Even if Milosevic is under some form of house arrest, it's far from certain that the government is ready to hand him over. Now this.
Make a photograph with an ordinary printer, and you'll likely end up with a picture as pale as this song. But use an Epson photo printer with 2880 by 720 dpi, and you'll get every brilliant color and note that lies between, which will change your picture of everything. To learn about a $50 rebate, visit Epson.com.
Postcard travel.
I need a vacation.
Aw, sit down and have some spritzers. They're cute little cookies from Pepperidge Farm.
Mmm, these spritzers are refreshing.
What are you thinking?
It's like a lemon breeze tickling my face.
How about Hawaii?
A tangy snowflake on my tongue.
Okay, Aspen.
New Pepperidge Farm Spritzers cookies. Light and airy with a surprising tang. Lemon, lime, and raspberry never felt this good.
The sensation of another universe.
Let's talk Jupiter.
Pepperidge Farm. Never have an ordinary day.
North Carolina, the nation's second largest pork producer, got a scare when a few pigs developed lesions that looked like symptoms of foot and mouth disease. But at this point, everything's okay. Reporter Mitch Kokai has the latest.
Lesions on Robertsonville, North Carolina hogs are not signs of foot and mouth disease, but the state's awaiting word on two other swine from Sampson County before they'll say the state is out of the woods.
The key to dealing with a highly contagious disease such as foot and mouth is immediate control. We do not have the luxury of sitting around for 48 hours waiting for a diagnosis.
State veterinarian David Marshall says farmers and inspectors have a heightened awareness for contagious livestock diseases given the recent foot and mouth and mad cow scares. Mitch Kokai for CBS News, Raleigh.
Foot and mouth has not been confirmed in U.S. livestock since 1929, but the government has contingency plans. If there's an outbreak, the movement of livestock in the affected state would be halted and the entire state would be quarantined. Despite public concern about Starlink, the biotech corn, American farmers have increased planting of genetically engineered soybeans because the plants aren't affected by the weed killer they use in the fields. CBS News reporter Pamela McCall has more.
A biotech boom for genetically modified soybeans. Planting of such crops is up 9% over last year. Friends of the Earth's Larry Bullen says it's now crucial the Agriculture Department acts as a biotech watchdog instead of the two scratching each other's backs.
Right now, the fox is guarding the hen house.
In an apparent response to the Starlink scare, the planting of genetically altered corn is up only slightly. Pamela McCall, CBS News, New York.
A fatal shooting this morning outside Lew Wallace High School in Gary, Indiana. Police say a 17-year-old former student showed up in the parking lot, walked over to a 10th grade boy, put a gun to the boy's head, and fired. The suspect is in custody. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Phil, wake up. You're grinding your teeth.
It's tax time, Doris. I'm very tense.
So let's get a home equity loan from eLoan. Their rates are incredibly low now.
No, we don't have time for a loan with all the red tape and forms and those loan officers at the bank. They're beady eyes up.
Who said bank? eLoan.com, Phil. Will be approved in 60 seconds by email.
I could deduct your mother's sheets here enough.
Phil, listen to me. eLoan will call us within an hour to wrap things up, and we'll get our money in 5 days.
5 days?
And eLoan's mobile notary will come right to our house and close the loan. At your age, Phil, you deserve service.
We're the same age, Doris.
And in 5 days, we'll have our money.
Yeah?
Then you won't grind your teeth.
And you won't talk in your sleep. Who's Al?
Our accountant.
Not anymore.
Get a home equity loan from eLoan with incredibly low rates and no hidden lender fees. And get your money in 5 days. It's the perfect tax time solution. Visit eLoan.com or call 1-888-ELOAN-22. eLoan is an equal housing lender. Visit eLoan.com for a list of our licenses or call 1-888-ELOAN-22.
In Aspen, Colorado, investigators picked through the wreckage of a twin-engine jet that crashed into a hillside last night. They've recovered the bodies of the 18 people aboard, along with a cockpit voice recorder. The chartered Gulfstream 3 was on a flight from Burbank and Los Angeles. It was approaching Aspen-Pitkin County Airport when it went down just short of the runway. The plane's owner is Avjet Airlines. Avjet President Mark Fulcrod says the crew was highly experienced.
The captain had over 10,000 hours and had recent simulator training and was very familiar with the airport.
Because of the surrounding mountains, it's a difficult airport for takeoffs and landings, but Fulcrod says this crew had made multiple flights to Aspen this month. Why did gasoline prices spike last summer? In a report today, the Federal Trade Commission says some producers held back to boost their profits, but there's no evidence that companies conspired to raise prices. Right now, gasoline inventories are low, and that could send prices higher as the warm weather driving season gets underway. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
People don't get it. They don't understand that when they worry, it doesn't stop there. It's only the beginning. When you worry, it turns into tension. And that leads to feelings of irritability, and then anger. And that leads to lots of hurt feelings, and guilt, and overwhelm, and out-of-control emotion. Anxiety and the worry that it creates ruins careers, vacations, it destroys families, and even lives. Worry takes your peace away and robs you of living in the precious present moment. It's no way to live, certainly no way to raise children, and no way to have healthy relationships. You don't have to live with worry and anxiety. Let me help you help yourself. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please call 1-800-ANXIETY for a free tape that will tell you about a program that could help you get rid of anxiety and worry and get your life back. Stop worrying and start living again. Call 1-800-ANXIETY. That's 1-800-ANXIETY.
Stocks had some gains, the Dow up 79 points today, the NASDAQ up 19. Baseball's been very, very good to George W. Bush. Now, as president, he's trying to return the favor. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer has the story.
The shout of play ball will be heard on the White House South Lawn as President Bush opens the grounds to T-ball. It's a sort of junior version of baseball where youngsters hit the ball off a tee. The president made the announcement at a reception for Baseball Hall of Famers.
One of the great things about living here is you don't have to sign up for a baseball fantasy camp to meet your heroes. Turns out they come here.
Mr. Bush singled out a number of top stars, especially Yogi Berra. The president, who jokes about his own verbal gaffes, said Berra left an enduring mark on the English language. The president said some reporters believe that Berra is his speechwriter. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
That's the World News Roundup, produced by Greg Armstrong. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.